Right, okay, I'm here with Brian Thomas from the American group Halloween. Hi, Brian, how are you?
Hi, I'm good, how are you?
Yes, all good here, thank you. Okay, right, so welcome to my... Oh, sorry?
I said we're enjoying the season over here, getting ready for Halloween.
Yeah, exactly, yeah, so welcome to my Halloween special show.
Thank you for having me.
Cool. Okay, you're very welcome. It just had to be done. So if you can tell me, obviously, you're in America and Halloween's huge over there. So what does it mean to you and what do you enjoy about it?
Well, it's funny because, you know, Halloween's origins are from over your way, Celtic or, and it seems to be, more popular here in the United States. I've always liked Halloween, maybe because I have a sweet tooth, and then, you know, in my childhood, I loved to go trick-or-treating, and I think I continued into my adulthood, because by the time I was an adult, I was poor, and so free food is free food.
True.
But I love the imagery. I've always been a big fan of horror movies, and you know, like, growing up, I'm from the East Coast of the United States, New Jersey, and so I went to plays in New York on Broadway, and I always liked, you know, things that had a scary theme to them, like Phantom of the Opera, and so just the whole, everything to do with Halloween and horror and the whole scary imagery, I've always been a big fan of it, and the band, you know, my band got together at Halloween time, and so it was kind of a natural fit for the band to take on the image of the imagery of the holiday.
Yeah.
Had a lot of fun, you know, it's a fun time of year, everything's creepy and spooky and it's starting to get cold and rainy and, you know, seeing everybody dress up and in a party atmosphere, it's, you know, it's just a good time.
Yeah, cool. So what do you actually do at your house? Do you celebrate it and decorate and everything?
Well, the ironic part of that is that being in the band Halloween for the last 30 years, I think I've only been home twice in 30 years to actually do any kind of decorating or, passing out candy to the kids that come to the door, which is kind of funny because leading up to the holiday, like I have been this week for our 30th anniversary show, I'll be outside in the backyard in the driveway setting up the stage show, and so neighbors will drive by or walk by and they'll see all this big elaborate scenery and all these props and things that I'm working on, and then come Halloween they think there's going to be some kind of a big production at my house, and then there's nothing because we're off playing a show somewhere and all that stuff is on stage. So it's kind of a letdown, but a few years ago Halloween fell on like an early weekday, and so we didn't play a show, and I did set everything up in my backyard, and we let the neighbors come through, and I still have people come up, you know, and run into me at the store, and they're like, you're the guy that had all the Halloween stuff at his house. So that was fun to scare all the kids from the neighborhood and be remembered for something cool.
Yeah.
They have kind of, haunted attractions here, especially in the Midwest. Where I live in the Detroit area, we have all kinds of haunted house attractions, you know, where people put them together just for the season, and the amusement parks, put together like a Halloween theme for like the month of October.
Right.
So there's a lot of that going on.
Yeah.
And they're quite expensive. So when I set my setup up in my yard, we just let people come in for free, and it was better than some of the stuff that you pay $20 or $30 to go in and see.
Oh, wow. That sounds brilliant. Yeah, great.
Fun, too.
Yeah, so great for the people in your neighborhood, then.
Well, at least one time.
Yeah.
She'll be on stage again, so.
Right, okay, I'll ask you about that in a little while. Okay, so what about any special food or what kind of song would you use for a Halloween party? What would your favourite song be to play, do you think?
Wow, there's a lot of them. obviously, you know, stuff like, the funny, fun novelty songs like the Monster Mash and the Purple People Eater, and
yeah,
and then of the rock genre, you know, the Misfits, this is Halloween, you know, Halloween, and, you know, and then obviously later on things, you know, by like Alice Cooper and Rob Zombie and Marilyn Manson, and, you know, like there's always been a lot of artists that put out great, great songs, and I also DJ from time to time.
Right.
And so I would DJ Halloween parties, and I had quite the list of songs, so it's hard to pick just one or two.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. Well, I think all the ones that you mentioned will be on this show as well.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, so how about food? What, do you have any kind of favorite food at Halloween apart from the sweets?
Well, obviously love the sweets, and then, you know, usually once a year I'll have pumpkin pie, maybe twice a year, but it's always at this time of year.
Yeah.
I'm not a huge fan of pumpkin pie, but, you know, it's a nice treat at this time of year. And then, you know, cookies shaped like ghosts and
yeah.
goblins and monsters. And, you know, I mean, I'll eat anything that's Halloween themed. Try it once anyway.
Okay, that's cool. Okay, so moving on to your band, Halloween. As you said, you're celebrating 3 decades
yeah.
of the band. So can you tell me more about what's going on?
It seems like it was just yesterday, even though it's been 30 years. Well, we're getting ready for this 30th anniversary show at it's actually a nightclub and a theater. It's like a combo. There's 2 clubs in one. It's called Diesel, and it's in Chesterfield, in one of the Detroit suburbs.
Yeah.
And we're doing a big stage show because we finally get to play in a theater again. Last year we were in Europe for Halloween, so a lot of our fans here in the States, you know, in Detroit, were disappointed that we, you know, were out of town, because it's like, it's a tradition every year at Halloween time, you know, people know to come see us.
Right.
And so we're going to try to make up for it this year.
Yeah.
By putting up a big stage show. It's a cemetery setup. It's a large crypt. Our drum set sits 7 feet on top of this crypt, and there's a casket inside of the crypt, and I come out of the casket, and then we have pillars and gates with tombstones, and then there's 2 smaller crypts on either side
that the awesome.
Guitar players come out of, and lots of smoke and lights, and, you know, we might even be able to sneak a couple of pyrotechnics in this year. We've had to scale that back since the fire that happened with Great White a few years back.
Right.
It's really hard to do any kind of pyro. We were notorious for doing pyrotechnics for years, and we always kept it safe, but when you have an accident and a tragedy like that, you know, a lot of the bands have either stopped doing it or scaled it back. And we just have a couple of small but special effects that we do that, you know, at least it makes a nice visual, but they're not dangerous. We do like a witch's broom that catches fire and goes out immediately.
Yeah.
So it'll be a lot of fun, and we're bringing up some special guests from the band's past to play along with us. We've invited everybody that's ever been in the band, because we've gone through, you know, like most bands that have been around as long as we have, we've had, you know, several lineup changes.
Yeah.
And we've invited everybody that's been in the past to come and sit in on a song or two, and we'll see who shows up.
Oh, that sounds fantastic. Well, hope it goes really well for you. I'm sure it will.
I was going to do something crazy. We were originally we planned on doing 3 nights and starting on Halloween, which falls on a Thursday this year.
Yeah.
And then we're going to do the Friday and Saturday, and we were going to do each night was going to be a 10-year period of the band's history, and I was going to do 3 different stage shows. We were going to start with the cemetery that we're using on this Friday on November 1st, and then the second night was going to be a castle setup, and then on the third night was going to be a haunted house.
Yeah.
But there were some things that came up. There was an illness in the band, and so it wasn't able to happen to do the 3 nights thing.
Right.
So I'm kind of disappointed about that, but at the same time, my back is thanking me that I'm not going to have to change 3 stage shows in 3 nights.
I'm sure. Oh, I'm sure it'll be 1 explosive show then. Well, that sounds fantastic. I hope it all goes really well for you. And thank you.
Make it over.
Yeah, it's a shame. Yeah, you'll have to come to the UK
next year. It's funny because we've tried for years and years to kind of break through in the UK, and for some reason we just, you know, we've got fans in Europe and Germany and in Poland and the Netherlands and Greece and Italy and Spain, and I'm a big fan of all of the music, history of England, and we even got to stop over in London in 2009 when we were flying home from Germany, and we spent, like 20 hours in London.
Yeah.
And hurried up and ran around and saw as many sites as we could. I really would love to bring the band over there to play, but, we haven't had the connections to get in there, so maybe you will be the introduction to Queens and England.
Yeah, we will see what we can sort out. Oh, well, thank you ever so much for your time, and happy Halloween to you.